him, but how do we find eternal life? Jesus said, many will try, but they can't find it. So how do we find it?
We submit. He comes and finds us, first of all. He draws us. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except
right.
through me.
Yep.
And no one can call my name unless first drawn by
right,
the Father.
Right. So he's drawn. But once we feel drawn, so if somebody will stand and listen to the gospel and listen who Christ is, someone will believe upon him, they're drawn, even though Satan believes he's not drawn, but he just believes the fact.
Confess and believe.
Yeah, so when someone's drawn, so by faith we believe.
Yes.
Okay, so we believe in Christ's perfect finished work.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So that's the start of it. But is that it? Do we just believe unto eternal life?
We abide in him.
Okay, so then the Bible says, only the Lord knows. Then the Bible says we have to repent. Jesus said, lest you repent, you'll perish in Luke 13:3. Repentance, I've been going over with people because Americans don't know it. A repentance is a changing of your mind. You feel remorse for your sin. Then most people stop there.
They
pastors,
stop with remorse.
Yeah, most people stop there and go, I feel bad. And I always ask them, if you stand before a righteous judge and you want grace over a crime, the judge is going to say, you're going to keep doing that? So repentance is changing your mind about your sin and then desiring to stop it and turning from it. So now we have faith, we have repentance. And then Jesus said in John 3, lest you be born again, you can't inherit eternal life.
So, be born of the water
yep,
and the Spirit.
So you talked about the Spirit. So by faith and repentance, let's go back to repentance. What do we repent of? We don't just repent of one thing. We repent of the culture. We repent of our flesh. We repent of false religion that's all over America on every corner. It's all corrupt. Whether it's Roman Catholic, all the way down to the Mormons, everybody in between. And then you must be born again. We covered that. Now, the fruit that you're born again, you mentioned abide. I love that. John 15 says, Jesus says, you can do nothing unless you abide in me. And here's how we abide in Christ. He said it right in John 15, in the Word, which means you must know the Word, but it's not enough to know the Word. Satan knows the Word. You must do it. You must obey it. And you must, in holiness and obedience, the Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God, Hebrews 12. And then the Bible says, in Acts 5, Christ made the way of eternal life in Hebrews 5, 9 for those who obey him. And then in Acts 5, a lot of people don't know this. It says, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who just believe on him. It doesn't say that. It says, to those who obey him. God knows your heart. He knows whether you're going
to
walk.
Talked about that
yep.
And said that to those who have, he will give more.
Amen.
To those who don't,
amen.
Take what, even what they have.
So I'll recap. By faith, we repent of all our flesh and all our false ways. We're born again. The fruit is holiness and obedience coming out of the culture, coming out of the world, coming out of false religion. Then the last part of the gospel, almost nobody in America knows this, and it's all over the Bible. You have to endure.
Yeah. You have to persevere, you have to run the race, don't give up.
Yeah, most people think, I believed once, I'm going to heaven
no matter what. No, he says, I will give it to those who endure.
Yeah, and endure. And so that's the gospel. Let me give you one of my cards. And that's why I like, when people say that they know it, I like to walk them through it, because the greatest commandment is to love God, love your neighbor. We're out here, we do this, we travel full time. We're van dwellers. We support ourselves. I retired early to do this. We travel the country and we preach the gospel all over. And when most Americans tell me, I got him, they treat Jesus like a, remember playing Monopoly when you're a kid? They treat Jesus like a get out of hell card. Like, I got him. It's like, well, let's talk about him. Do you love him? Do you care to share the gospel? Do you love his people? One guy just said, I got it. And I said, sir, what's the gospel? He was an older man. He ignored me and walked right by, and I had to rebuke him in love. And I said, sir, if you don't love me enough to talk about the gospel, I said, the Bible says in John 13, you don't have God. He didn't even want to turn around and talk. I got him, he says. I got him. And so what I encourage people is, we were worldly, carnal people. We had to come out of the church systems and come out of the world, come out of our flesh, come out of our pride and our vanity, and we had to conform our life so it looks like Christ and it looks like the Word. And most Americans are saying they believe in Jesus, but do you know what their life is conformed to? The culture. And so what I like to encourage people about is, the Bible actually teaches you how to talk, how to act, how to live, how to spend your money, who to associate with, what to preach, how to dress. It does teach us how to dress. It teaches us all those things. And we can never work our way to heaven. We need Christ's perfect righteousness. But the fruit that you have, faith in God and he's in you, what son of the Most High God doesn't want to strive for all righteousness, come out of all sin, walk in total holiness every day in all his ways?
He takes us where he finds us.
Yeah, and then he changes us. Yeah, he changes us, absolutely. And so if you go to my website, don'tperish.com, we don't take anyone's money for free. I encourage people and I help people test the denominations. Like I said, they're all false. I help them test the culture. politics, sports, entertainment. This is not of God.
You notice I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I love it. I love it. And there's two kingdoms. The gospel card says kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan.
That's right. It's binary. Yeah. One zeros. Yeah. Either one or the other.
Dark and light, truth and error, sin and righteousness. I mean, everybody thinks
until he quells the darkness once and for all, and then there's only light. And
yeah.
People can't comprehend it.
Yeah, yeah. But exactly. In heaven, there's only going to be the light of Christ. There'll be no night, and only his people are going to be there. And Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. That few in English means puny.
Puny.
A puny number of people. So you look at the churches when you drive by, you look at all these people that claim God, they're all, for the most part, false convert goats. And do you know how you can tell?
Yeah.
I can't judge a man's heart, but do you know what Jesus said we're supposed to judge?
Fruit.
Thank you. A fruit. That's a palm tree. I don't see apples on it. I would see coconuts or dates, maybe. They're different kind of palm trees. And so we can look at a person, and like that man, he's worldly. He didn't love. He didn't care to talk about the gospel. Well, I see his fruit. And I need to pray for him because he's going to perish. And when we look at all of our lives, Paul says, judge yourself. You won't need to be judged in 1 Corinthians 11. So if we're really hard on ourselves.
Judgment starts with the church.
I'm sorry?
Judgment starts with the
church. Yeah, so it starts in the body. And we don't judge the world. We preach the gospel to the world. The only time I preach about sin to the world, I remind them that sin separates them. But a lot of times people come up and go, well, why am I bad? You know, some people don't know they're bad. They're sinful. And I go, well, do you know the law of God? I mean, have you lied? Have you lusted? Have
you stolen? The Ten Commandments and do the...
Yeah, well, yeah, and then I go even further. I go, do you keep false religion like Christmas and Easter? Mm-hmm. These are lies. Do you look after politics, sports, and entertainment? None of this is of the Father. What does light have to do with darkness?
Most everything we've been taught is in this world is a lie.
It is, absolutely. So the Word of God is our truth, and I'm glad you stopped to talk.
I'm glad I did too.
Yeah, and I hope that we can encourage you. If you ever want encouragement or Bible study or anything, let me know. I'd love to Bible study with you.
Been called to embark on a life similar to yours, and I'm preparing to do that right now.
Really? Yeah. What are you going to do?
I've got an idea for the business, the tent making, to support myself. But
not literal tent making, but just some other kind of business. Yeah.
Exactly,
nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just 6 years ago, and it's been 6 years of.
You live right here?
Preparation. Yeah.
You live here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building of character and preparation.
Nice.
Like that. But it's the call. What came out of me that I didn't think was three words, whenever, whatever, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And I know I didn't think them because no man in his right mind would think that and say it to God.
Yeah, yeah. So are you part of a religious system in this area? Or?
No, but I have been going to a church. I was asked to go there by a friend to...
Be careful.
No.
I always tell men, if you go and sing and pray... You are united.
It's part of my call.
Okay, but...
No.
You
need to understand
this. I'd warn you about that. What calling?
Jeremiah.
Unless it's fully biblical.
It is
what calling biblical. In the New Testament body? Jeremiah was a prophet. You're not a prophet, neither am I.
Stop. I went, I saw, I biblically mm-hmm. asked the pastor to lunch. We had lunch for 4 or 5 months.
Right.
And then he has told me to... He gave me the stiff arm.
Yeah, go away. Yeah. So you went there to call him out.
Yeah.
No, that was my point. Is what I was saying was a lot of people tell me I go to this church, but I'm not united to it. And I go, if you go there and you sing and you pray with them and you're partaking in their false ways, you are united to it.
That.
Yeah. If you're going there to call someone out, that is totally different. Well, but you can't stay.
I didn't stay.
And that's what people ask me all the time. They go, because I preach this. Ready? I'll preach this, and people challenge it. And I go, there'll be no Catholics, no Baptists, no Mormons, no Lutherans in heaven. And they go, what? And I go, not one of them will be in heaven. I said, because you don't make it to heaven as those things. You make it to heaven as a blood-bought saint that obeys
That's
God.
Right.
They got to come out. They got to come out of those. So when I explain myself, they go, oh, you're not saying nobody can make it from there. You're saying you have to repent and come out of that. Yeah, you can't serve God and all the sin of those false ways. That those are an enemy of God.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm glad.
I watched a man stand up and speak to the church out of love. And I saw it, the Holy Spirit. I mean, you could see it. It was thick on him. And he spoke lovingly on tithing, on their approach. That's the hardest part of the sermon every week is the 10 minutes they spend on tithing.
And which is unbiblical.
I kid you not. I know.
Tithing's unbiblical.
That's what the man stood up.
You don't need all that money if you do away with your building system and your salaries. Yeah. You don't need that.
My man stood up. And the funny thing is, ironic, coincidental, no, it's not. I always sat in a particular spot, as most people do.
Yeah.
And that morning... He was back in town. They come down once in a while. That morning, I just got up and walked over to him and said, hey, can I sit by y'all? And so we were aligned And I'd already been meeting with this pastor for several months.
Uh-huh.
So it looked like we were in cahoots.
Yeah.
We weren't, but we were.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Let me share something with you. Sure. I've been doing this for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I've confronted in love. When I used to do this, I used to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
I used to go sometimes to their things and sit down. I never would sing or pray, but I'd sit and listen.
Right.
I've been doing this for 15 years. I've confronted hundreds of pastors, probably thousands if you include my emails that I've sent to them from my website, because our website goes all around the world.
How many listened?
I was just about to tell you that I can tell you that even, I'm not proud of this, it's shameful. Even the men that admitted to me and said, you're right, Christmas is a pagan holiday, Easter is a false holiday, yeah, our women are worldly and wicked, so are our men. Yeah, we have Super Bowl parties. None of that's of God. I get it. Not one modern pastor has ever repented of even the stuff that he admits is sinful and wicked. Not one.
I'm not talking to you about this to broadcast it. I'm talking to you because you're a brother that's already walked where I'm walking.
Amen, yeah.
See this a lot.
There's a lot of street preachers, and they're not biblical.
No, they're not.
They're mean-spirited.
I looked for was JW, and then I saw your dress, and I went, no, they're not JW.
No.
And then I listened a little.
Yeah, yeah. And most of them are out here calling out the whores and calling out the drunks. We don't do that. The only time I do call out worldliness, I call out false religion, because everyone's guilty of worldliness and false religion. Short of that, I don't know what you're guilty of, but I do know if you're not in Christ, you're guilty of the damnation that's coming. And so my job is to preach the goodness and the severity of God, Romans 11, that most people in the culture, you have two ditches. You got the pastors preaching all the goodness because they want money in the plate and people come back. You got a lot of the mean-spirited street preachers just preaching wrath. And they don't preach, I think, the middle of the road is the truth, and we preach both the goodness and the severity of God.
God wants us to know him.
Amen.
The way he is.
Yeah.
Because he's perfect.
Yeah.
And as he begins to reveal himself, you see more and more of his perfection. And is there wrath? Yeah. And for me personally, I know that the one thing I do know is that I wasn't the worst natural father in the world. I probably wasn't the best.
Uh-huh.
But he's perfect.
He is.
So
amen. His ways are perfect. Yeah.
He disciplines me, but only because he loves me.
I just did a teaching on this. If he doesn't, you're a bastard.
You're a bastard.
Bastard child. I mean, that's a slang bad word in this culture, but it just means an illegitimate child. And we don't want to be a bastard. We want to be a father, have a loving father, and he's there.
It didn't work out for those first bastards.
Yeah. He's there waiting for him. So, yeah, it was awesome talking to you, and we love you. And if I can encourage you in any way, you let me know.
Well, is there a contact on here?
Yeah, there's a contact.